Well, the biggest problem in Goma was the fact that the armed forces of the DRC were abandoned by their commander-in-chief. He had created or brought in the ingredients that made this possible. So the buck stops with President Felix Tshisekedi and his advisors on what happened to the city of Goma.
And how do you see this going forward? Do you think the rebels, and maybe will they stop there?
It's very difficult for me to say, but the one thing I can tell you is that President Felix Tshisekedi has created a context in Congo, especially with this idea of trying to change the constitution, where many people now feel like the only way to get rid of him is to fight. The only way to preserve the democracy that we've had since 2006 is to fight. And what you will see in coming days, a lot of politicians, a lot of the people that are being oppressed by President Tshisekedi will probably join Nanga's movement, the alliance that Nanga, this coalition of political and military groups that led by Nanga. So many of them will join that effectively because the context in Congo is very bad. Like right now, he found a very well-structured army, but he has imprisoned over 100 army officers in the Congo. Many of them are in prison and so on and so forth. And so you will see a big movement now, you know, trying to make sure that they are trying to topple him.
You're keeping in contact with the people in Goma. What are you hearing from there? How are the civilians coping?
Well, it was very, very difficult at the beginning, you know, like 2 days or 3 days before the town fell was very difficult. But now I think what the people, because they have been abandoned by Kinshasa, so now they are into a situation of fait accompli, where, you know, let's just deal with it. And some of the people, you know, are just accepting the situation. That's what I can say. You know, because they had been abandoned by the government. The government was not taking care of the soldiers. The soldiers were at the front line not being able to fight. First, because the government in Kinshasa was not allowing soldiers to fight. And they were telling them to observe the ceasefire that did not exist. And when the general, who was the military governor of North Kivu, told this to the media, rather, he was assassinated by the government in Kinshasa. So the people feel the arrival of the rebels would just end their misery. So they have just accepted whatever situation they're in.